When we think about birds, we can divide them up in a number of ways. We can think about where they live. We can think about what they do. We can also think about what they eat. And for purposes of attracting birds to your yard with food, I like to divide them up according to their food habits. Let's think a little bit about what science tells us about feeding wild birds and attracting them to your yard. And basically, feeding birds in wintertime is a good activity. There's no evidence that it is substantially harmful to birds, but on the other hand, there's no evidence that it's absolutely essential for birds to be fed in wintertime. You can imagine they've gotten along several thousand years without us humans feeding them in the wintertime, and they're likely to continue. But if you think about it a little bit, some of the things that we do can be done in such a way that we might reduce the likelihood of birds being injured at our feeders during the wintertime. There's at least one observation of downy woodpeckers having feather follicles that became infected from eating suet during the summertime, and it also mats the feathers of birds when it gets warm enough that the suet melts a bit. So again, the simple guideline is remove suet after the last frost if you're in a frost area in the springtime, and then put it out after the first frost in the fall. Or if you use hummingbirds for your cue here in the east, when the ruby-throated hummingbirds return in the spring, take away the suet, put out your hummingbird feeder, and when the hummingbirds have left in the fall, take away your hummingbird feeder and put out the suet. Another thing that you can do in the summertime is to put water out for birds. One of the important things to do with water is to see if you can arrange a way that it makes a dripping noise, dripping water into a bird bath, or if you've got a small fountain that runs water. The dripping or running of water seems to be attractive to birds, brings them into your bird bath. Again, it's reasonable to keep the bird bath clean. You don't have to put it up high. Birds are used to coming to water down near to the ground and on the ground, but you should place the water near some trees or shrubs that are going to provide good cover and good perching places where the birds can go and fluff up their feathers and dry off a little bit once they've been at your bird bath. As we're becoming more and more concerned about various kinds of diseases that are carried by mosquitoes, it's more important now than ever that you try to keep mosquitoes out of your bird baths. And there's a simple way to do that. You can buy now in many places, especially in garden stores or feed stores, small cakes that we call mosquito dunks or donuts that have a bacteria in them that'll actually kill the mosquito larvae in your bird bath. And you can rest assured that these bacteria are going to be harmless to the birds. They're even harmless to your pets. Our pet dog regularly drinks from our bird bath in the summertime when we've got these bacteria containing cakes in the bath and suffers no ill effects at all from it. So think about protecting your bird baths from mosquitoes and think about being a good citizen by keeping mosquitoes out of your bird bath.